Exclusive, State Department official, slashing refugee resettlement program saves tens of billions. By Bradley J. on November 6, 2025. The Trump administration has slashed refugee resettlement, reorienting the program in line with the desires expressed by the American people last November, a top State Department spokesperson told Breitbart News. Trump's moves deliver on a key campaign promise after the Biden administration abused the program to facilitate mass migration into the United States and radically transform American communities. Under President Trump, just 7,500 refugees will be admitted into the United States in fiscal year 2026. Those numbers mark a 94% drawdown from the Biden administration's goal of accepting 125,000 migrants through the refugee admissions process in its final year, a senior State Department official told Breitbart News. The Biden administration waged a campaign to import millions of migrants into the United States by any means available, including by abusing the refugee admissions system against the wishes of the American people, State Department Deputy Principal Spokesperson Tommy Pickett said in a statement to Breitbart News. The results were disastrous, straining the resources of local communities and costing taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. The numbers support Pickett's statement, with Biden administration importing a total of 222,829 migrants through the refugee program, including more than 100,000 in fiscal year 2024. Marking the highest number in any single year since 1994. The effort was not cheap. The Biden administration's State Department spent more than $3.1 billion on resettlement as it leveraged the refugee admission system to expand its mass immigration efforts, internal data shows. The figure amounts to nearly $14,000 per refugee, which covered processing and admissions cost, as well as the first 3 months of resettlement expenses for admitted refugees once they were in the United States. Those numbers only account for expenditures by the State Department itself. A report indicates that an astonishing $20 billion was spent by the Office of Refugee Resettlement, a sub-agency of the Department of Health and Human Services, in just 2 years. That figure included medical services, general refugee support services, and a surge in grant funding to international organizations that facilitate mass immigration into the United States. According to a report, some of that funding even went towards cash assistance for migrants to buy cars and homes or start a business. The Trump administration's approach will be far different, realigning the program around its original intent. Most of the 7,500 refugee admission spots will be reserved for the Afrikaners of South Africa, where politicians have called for race-based violence against white citizens and the government passed legislation authorizing the race-based expropriation of farmland, according to the senior State Department official. The Trump administration has delivered on its mandate to secure our border and to end the era of mass immigration forced on our country by the Biden administration, Pickett added. President Trump has ended the abuse of the refugee admission system, which Biden used to fuel mass migration during the worst border crisis in American history. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.